This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States on Sunday dispatched a technical team to Haiti to assess its security and other needs in the aftermath of the assassination last week of President Jovenel Moïse. It was not clear immediately which U.S. agencies were involved, but the team plans to report to President Joe Biden when it returns. The United States earlier rejected Haiti's request for troops to quell sporadic violence linked to the presidential assassination, which happened early on Wednesday morning. The Haitian president was shot to death at his home, the Haitian capital of Port-au-Prince. Haiti police and said two Americans and 26 Colombians, some of whom were former Colombian soldiers, took part in the attack, with some of the Colombian specialists as suspects rather still on the run. A Biden administration official said the U.S. will hear the report and also consult with its regional partners and the United Nations before deciding on any further steps to help Haiti. Thrill-seeking billionaire Richard Branson reached space on Sunday aboard his own winged rocket ship in his boldest adventure yet. The feat vaults the nearly 71-year-old Branson past fellow billionaire and rival Jeff Bezos, who's planning to fly to space in a craft of his own 9 days from now. Branson and five crewmates from his Virgin Galactic Space Tourism Company reached an altitude of about 53 miles or 88 kilometers over the U.S. New Mexico desert. That gave them enough time to experience 3 to 4 minutes of weightlessness and to see the curvature of the Earth. The rocket plane then safely glided back to home in a runway landing. And Italy has won the European Football Championship for the second time by beating England 3-2 on penalties. The match finished 1-1 after extra time. It was England's third straight failure from the penalty spot in the shootout in the front of its own fans at Wembley Stadium. VOA News. Afghanistan has urged European countries to halt forced deportation of Afghan migrants for the next 3 months as security forces battle a wave of violence triggered by a Taliban offensive. The United Nations said on Sunday that rising violence is also causing more suffering across the violence-wrecked country as it urged for continuous financial aid. Afghanistan is facing a crisis as the insurgents snap up territory across the countryside, stretching government forces and leading to a fresh wave of internally displaced families complicated by a renewed outbreak of COVID-19. The United Nations says there were almost 2.5 million registered refugees from Afghanistan in 2018. It's the second largest refugee population in the world. The vast majority of those Afghan refugees are seeking shelter in neighboring Pakistan, followed by Iran and parts of Europe. COVID-19 vaccine maker Pfizer said on Sunday it will meet with U.S. health officials as soon as Monday to discuss the need for a booster dose of the coronavirus vaccine. The meeting comes days after the drug maker and its partner BioNTech each announced plans to seek U.S. and European regulatory approval for a third dose of their COVID-19 shot amid the spread of variants and data they said showed heightened risk of infection 6 months after initial vaccination. That push prompted a quick response from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. They both said Americans do not need a booster right now. Top health official Dr. Anthony Fauci, in several television interviews on Sunday, said U.S. health officials are not dismissing the possible future need for boosters, but more data is needed for any formal recommendation. The head of a Thai-based volunteer aid group speaking from inside Myanmar has described increasing attacks by that country's military in the ethnic areas along the country's borders with China and Thailand. Speaking to VOA by satellite phone on Friday from northern Kayin State in Myanmar's east, David Eubank, the head of the Free Burma Rangers, said since the overthrow of the elected government on February 1st, Myanmar's military has not only attacked urban protesters, but is now carrying out increasing offenses on the country's fringes. The United Nations said last month that almost 250,000 people have been driven from their homes and villages by violence since the military takeover in the country also known as Burma. It said millions risk hunger in the coming months. Most of them are spread across the border areas where ethnic minorities with standing armies have been fighting the military for autonomy for decades. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.